Turkish lawmakers today cast their first round of votes for Turkey's new president. And a former Islamist, Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül, appears in a strong position to emerge the winner. His first bid 4 months ago was derailed by Turkey's military and secular elite. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Turkey's capital, Ankara, and joins us now to talk about it. Ivan, when Abdullah Gül stood for president last April, he sparked something of a political crisis.
Exactly. What happened in April is, in Turkey's system, it is parliament which elects the president. And when Gül stood poised to win the presidency last April, because his party holds a majority of seats in parliament, opposition secularist lawmakers boycotted the vote. And soon after, the powerful Turkish military issued a statement on its website warning that the secular system of government in Turkey, which is a majority Muslim country, was under threat from Islamic fundamentalism. And the tensions ratcheted up when you had huge street protests with secularist Turks denouncing Abdullah Gül's candidacy and warning that Turkey risked turning into a theocracy like in neighboring Iran. And in the end, a constitutional court ruled that April election invalid. It said because of the boycott, there wasn't a quorum in parliament to validate the election.
So what has changed?
Well, after that crisis, Renee, the government called for general elections, which were held last month. And in those elections, Abdullah Gül's AK Party won big, capturing more than 46% of the vote. It's a sign of how powerful and popular the politicians are from the rising class of more religious, conservative Turks who've become increasingly wealthy and assertive in recent years. It was a big blow to the traditional secular elite, which has ruled this country since the 20s. Now, the Turkish military has indicated it's no longer going to comment on this political process. As for the secularist lawmakers, some of them will boycott today's vote, but they don't have enough seats in parliament this time to again prevent a quorum. It looks like Gül will be likely to win, if not today, perhaps in the third round of voting on August 28th.
Now, we've just described Gül as a former Islamist. Is that the reason it's so controversial in Turkey to have, or would be, to have a President Gül?
That's part of the reason. He does have an Islamist background. He was part of an Islamist government, which was forced out of office in the 90s by the Turkish military. One of the other things that the secularists have latched onto is the fact that Gül's wife wears an Islamic headscarf, and that is a deeply divisive issue here. I've heard it compared to the abortion issue in the U.S. Under the strict secular system here, Renee, women are prohibited from wearing headscarves in universities and schools and government buildings. If Gül wins, his wife will become the first lady, the first lady to wear a headscarf in the presidential palace. That would be a major symbolic change for this country.
It's the first of several rounds of votes today. What happens next?
If he doesn't win two-thirds of the votes today, doesn't look like he'll have it. It'll probably advance, and maybe he'll be elected in the third round on August 28th.
Ivan, thanks very much. NPR's Ivan Watson speaking from the Turkish capital, Ankara.